Chapter 2. The Party. The Civic Center was buzzing with activity. People ran this way and that, checking on last-minute details. A long table was set up in the reception hall. Arms full, the Aldens headed toward it. "The orchestra has arrived at the hotel," someone said.
"Oh, hurry,"
Benny urged.
"They'll be here soon."
Henry and Jesse spread a long white cloth over the table. Then Violet placed her centerpiece. Henry poured the punch he had made into two large bowls. Sue Lee and Benny arranged the cookies on plates. Jesse put out the sandwiches. They had just finished when Mr. Alden walked up.
"Here's someone I'd like you to meet," he said.
He turned to the young woman at his side.
"This is orchestra member Melody Carmody."
Benny repeated her name silently. It had a musical sound. She had curly red hair and a warm smile, and was wearing a pretty blue dress.
"I'm happy to meet you," she said, and put out her hand.
"Melody?"
Benny asked as he shook her hand.
"Yes," she answered.
"Well, that's a good name for a musician,"
he said. She laughed. Even her laugh was musical.
"I come from a musical family," she explained.
"What instrument do you play?"
Violet asked.
"Violin."
"First violin," Mr. Alden added.
Violet's eyes grew big. She was talking to the most important violinist in the orchestra.
"Violet plays violin, too,"
Benny said.
"Our cousin Joe taught her. Sue Lee here is his daughter. He's teaching her to play now."
Melody looked at Violet and Sue Lee. "Perhaps you'd play for me while I'm here," she said. Sue Lee shook her head.
"I'm just learning," she said.
"Next time, then," Melody said.
"Well, how about you, Violet?"
Violet sputtered.
She's good,"
Benny said. Melody nodded and smiled.
"Then it's settled."
She looked around.
"I wonder what's keeping Victor," she said.
"Who's Victor?"
Sue Lee asked.
"Victor Pirelli, the conductor,"
Violet told her.
"Was he at the hotel?"
Mr. Alden asked.
"But he took a later plane," Melody said. "But he should be here by now."
Just then, a large man entered. His gray hair stood up at odd angles. He wore a rumpled sweater and slacks and a pair of old sneakers. He stood just inside the door, looking uncertain, and he was humming.
"Oh, there he is," Melody said, and headed toward him.
Mr. Alden, who was on the welcoming committee, followed her.
"That's the great Victor Pirelli?"
Henry said aloud. They were all surprised. This man was not what they had expected.
"I wonder why he's dressed like that,"
Violet said. Everyone else was dressed up.
"Maybe he didn't know about the party,"
Jesse suggested.
"Let's find out,"
Benny said. They went over to join the others.
"Oh, Victor, I was wondering where you were," Melody was saying.
"Did you forget about the party?"
"Oh," he answered, mumbling. "I started thinking about the Mozart symphony. We need to work on the tempo before the concert."
"We have plenty of time for that," Melody assured him. "The concert is Friday evening. That's 5 days away."
"Oh, I'm afraid I got so involved that I lost track of time," Victor explained. "Then I couldn't find my luggage anywhere."
"Did you remember to pick it up at the airport?" Melody asked.
Mr. Pirelli ran his hands through his hair.
"Did I? Now, let me think."
"No, you didn't remember," a voice said, "but I did."
A man carrying a suitcase and a garment bag came up beside them. Victor said,
"Thank you,"
and wandered off toward the food table, humming. Melody sighed.
"Oh, what would he do without you, Bob?" she said.
Looking at them over his half glasses, the man shrugged.
"This is Bob Weldon,"
Melody said to the Aldens. Bob Weldon said, "Hello." Then he hurried off, saying, "I have to check the auditorium."
"Is he a musician?"
Violet asked.
"No,"
Melody answered. "He's our manager."
"Oh, what does a manager do?"
Sue Lee asked.
"Everything," Melody answered. "He schedules our tours, makes sure we get where we're going and that everything is right when we get there. Sometimes he settles arguments. The orchestra couldn't do without him."
"It sounds like an interesting job," Henry said.
"It sounds like a hard job,"
Benny put in. Melody laughed. It's both those things.
Mr. Weldon didn't seem to like it very much,
Suli said.
He is a little grumpy at times, Melody said. I don't think he knows how much we appreciate him.
Oh, we certainly couldn't have scheduled this week without him, Mr. Alden said. He helped us plan everything.
I'll show you something else he helped plan, Melody said as she started across the room. It's what makes this tour extra special. The Aldens were puzzled. It seemed to them that everything about this tour was extra special.